Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. The market sent a clear signal last week. The AI story is moving from CapEx to cash flows, and that demands a new investment strategy. The market's reaction to NVIDIA's earnings last week marked a clear turning point, reinforced by several early warning signs that have emerged over the past weeks. First, Meta raising the lower end of its guidance by $4 billion was met with a 21% price decline since. Two, the Nasdaq closing lower despite three constructive data points on increased CapEx from AMD, CoreWeave, and Anthropic. SoftBank's share price decline of over 25% over the last month. It is often used as an indirect market proxy for OpenAI, given that SoftBank owns an 11% stake, worth about 30% of SoftBank's market cap. And of course, NVIDIA closing down almost 7% last week, despite booking a historic quarter with revenue up 62% year over year. These data points all suggest one signal. CapEx is no longer what investors are focused on. Instead, the focus has turned to cash flows. If and how will companies generate cash flows to pay for the trillions of compute infrastructure? The market seems particularly concerned about private companies which have large amounts of compute on order while losing money. For example, Microsoft earnings revealed that OpenAI lost $11.5 billion in the third quarter, and other large frontier models likely are loss-making as well. At this stage, these losses are financed by new fundraising rounds, while companies are trying to figure out how to monetize their AI offerings. There are many different ways to do so, with subscriptions, API calls, advertising, lead gen, revenue sharing, and many more. This will take time, though, and not all AI companies will succeed given the intense competition. And another question is the price elasticity of demand. How likely will a user switch to a low-cost open source model if prices are raised too much? The uncertainty demands a pivot in the AI investment strategy. The AI7, the chipmakers NVIDIA, Broadcom, AMD, Micron, and the hyperscalers Google, Amazon, and Microsoft have appreciated by more than $10 trillion since the launch of ChatGPT almost 3 years ago. That is double the size of the healthcare sector in the S&P 500. Yet the users of AI have not seen comparable increases in valuation. This is where we see the next AI opportunity: investing into companies that use AI to boost revenue and lower cost, increasing free cash flow. And the logical place to start is where ROI is highest: advertising, R&D, coding, and customer service. Our preferred way to express this view in sectors is via U.S. healthcare. U.S. healthcare trades about 3% below its normal historical discount to the S&P 500. And we see three turning points in healthcare. First, policy headwinds turning into tailwinds, with deals on most favored nation pricing and Medicare and Medicaid deals on obesity drugs. The destocking cycle from COVID turning into clinical catalysts for new drugs. And lastly, rich and vast data from patient histories to payer data turning into insights with AI. Another sector also offers fertile picking grounds with customer history and rich market data, and that is U.S. financials. Also, burgeoning capital market activity, deregulation, and a favorable rate environment could drive further upside from here. In short, both sectors, U.S. healthcare and U.S. financials, embed a free call option on AI along other upside drivers. AI is real and the ROI is tangible, but it's time to pivot towards those companies that have a clear path to generating cash flows with AI. Turning to the macro. Friday brought some relief from Williams, who signaled openness to a rate cut in December. His remarks lifted the priced odds of a cut to more than 70%. We agree with his assessment of a weaker labor market warranting a December rate cut. The release of non-farm payroll data from September last week belongs largely into the noise category. It was expected to be strong based on seasonal factors. The more relevant signal was the slight uptick in the unemployment rate. The next number to watch will be the November non-farm payroll data that is slated to be released on December 16th. Too late for the December FOMC decision, but likely the deciding factor for the next meeting in January. With this, I wish everyone in the US a wonderful Thanksgiving break. I will be back with the next Signal Over Noise on December 8th with some key takeaways from our tech conference in Arizona. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.